your tickets now for the Dog Stars.
It's no surprise how fast civilization can disappear.
Go!
Out there, just kill or be killed.
Jacob Elordi.
There are people out there.
They need our help.
Josh Brolin.
Shoot first and inquire afterwards.
Margaret Qualley.
Ow. Okay, tough guy.
And Guy Pearce.
Arm up!
The Dog Stars, directed by Ridley Scott, in theaters August 28th. Get tickets now. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
This message is brought to you by Apple Card. Shave ice by the beach. A trip to the state fair. And a throwback flick at the local drive-in. They're more than just items to check off the summer bucket list. They're also opportunities to earn 2% daily cash back when you use your Apple Card with Apple Pay. Apply for Apple Card now and use in minutes with Apple Pay. Subject to credit approval, Apple Card is issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Terms and more at applecard.com.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Show. Go.
Pump up the volume.
All right, 25, go!
Fernando Mendoza, a rifle.
Yes.
To Jack Beck.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Brian Baldinger. Coming up, Steelers Radio Network host Jerry Dulac. Oregon head coach Dan Lanning. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. A fresh set of football games tonight on NFL Network, headlined by the Jets and the Bucks. I'll be sitting there with Michael Robinson, and I believe Gerald McCoy is going to join us since the Bucks are involved.
Nice.
Got to fly him in, chit-chat about his team. Last night, two games kicked off by the Steelers and the Packers as Mike McCarthy's first time in Acrisure as the head coach of the Steelers goes down, and it's the Packers, and Rodgers isn't playing, but he's there having a nice reunion. Mason Rudolph starts. Will Howard gets a couple of cups of coffee, including a nice two-minute drill before the end of the half that resulted in a score. And then Drew Aller, the kid from Penn State, had a heck of a night. You could sit here and say who it was against. Doesn't matter. He looked really really good. Three touchdowns, two in the air, one on the ground. Have this to say afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a huge confidence boost. But I think, you know, I came into the game confident just because of the preparation and everything that has gone on the last 2 weeks down in Latrobe. And then, again, Coach McCarthy and the whole offensive staff putting together a really concise game plan. And, again, just calling stuff that they know I'm comfortable with and just allowing us to go out and play fast. So I feel like they did a great job of putting me in a position to go out and be successful.
I mean, and that's what it is. Confidence for a kid is powerful. Certainly when the kid had his college career go the way it went and the way it ended, if I might, down a road, should I say it that way?
Down there in that.
Got it. Jerry Dulac joins us right here back on the Rich Eisen Show, Steelers Radio Jerry. Network host and longtime chronicler of the exploits of this franchise. Good to see you, Jerry. How are you?
Rich, I am well, my friend. I hope you are too. One preseason game out of the way. I'm ready for the regular season. That's all I need to say.
I bet. What do we glean from the kids being all right at the quarterback spots last night? What's your takeaway?
I think it's big testament to Mike McCarthy. You knew it was going to be different this year, and none of this is any slight to Mike Tomlin. He's a different type of coach. He's defensive oriented. This is a guy who's not only a proven offensive play caller, but he's also, a quarterback developer, the quarterback whisperer, if you will. So it's not surprising to see immediate results. And look, you're talking to a guy who takes everything that happens in the preseason with a grain of salt. I always understand what it's about. The other team isn't prepping like they would for the regular season. So I never get too excited or go overboard on anything that happens in the preseason. But for the first step, regardless, it was pretty impressive for Will Howard to run that 2-minute drive. You know, the people here have been waiting to see Will Howard since they drafted him. They thought he was the savior. Kind of hard to say that or think that about a sixth-round pick. Of course, he never got a chance last year because he injured his throwing hand right before the first preseason game, so he never played it down. And, man, if it was possible to upstage the debut of Will Howard, Drew Aller kind of did that with the way he played. 10-13, near-perfect passer rating, produces 3 touchdowns on 3 drives, and, you know, even gets to take the knee, the victory formation in his first game. So pretty good start all the way around, regardless of preseason or not.
No, I understand. And because this is the only time, if it all works out, obviously, in the regular season, that we're going to see both these quarterbacks. And I'll get to Rodgers in a second, because the starting quarterback has already said he's done after this year. So the Steelers have to make evaluations. And the only times you're going to see them, meaning Aller and Howard, with live action is Thursday night and the next 2 preseason weeks. So how does the evaluation go, best you can tell, from here on out about 2027 and beyond for Mike McCarthy? Jerry.
Well, Rich, to your point, yes, Aaron Rodgers is going to retire after the year. Mason Rudolph's a free agent. Now, I would expect them to re-sign him. Mason likes it here. He always has. He certainly loves playing with for Mike McCarthy. So if they want to bring him back, they will. But this is why I think, Rich, they are going to keep 4 quarterbacks. I think it's going to be an organizational decision. You know, 3 games is probably not enough time to decide when you have 2 young guys. The last thing this team wants to do is continue that revolving door at quarterback, and that's to bring in another veteran quarterback to be the starter. They do not want to do that. And so I don't think they want, after 3 games, to make a decision between those 2 guys. And but also, you look at the way they've operated the last 3 years, bringing in a bunch of 30-somethings to try and put this team over the top. That includes hiring a 60-something head coach. So they don't want to move on from Mason Rudolph either. So I think they are leaning right now toward keeping 4. We'll see how it goes. But like I said, I think it's going to be an organizational decision, understanding that you have 2 guys. Maybe they are the franchise, the future signal caller. Maybe they're not. But I don't think they want to make that decision when they have 2 guys who they kind of like in just a three-game preseason span.
Jerry Dulac here on the Rich Eisen Show. So I'll ask you the question I asked Mike Robb and Maurice Jones-Drew last night. You may have more insight since you're around the team, you know, boots on the ground there. What's the conversation that McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers had in, you know, March, April, May, June, about the comfort level that they used to have when he was a 24-to-35-year-old quarterback to him being a 42, soon to be 43-year-old quarterback in this system with these new kids coming in? That made him comfortable to say, yeah, let's do this one more time. Jerry, what do you got for me there?
Well, I think part of it, that what made him comfortable was the fact that when they hired Mike McCarthy, you know, when Aaron had his exit meeting with Omar Khan after the year, he kind of somewhat jokingly or teasingly referred to the fact that, you know, when Mike Tomlin stepped down, that Mike McCarthy's out there. And so when they brought him back, when they hired, Mike McCarthy, I think that heightened Aaron Rodgers' desire to come back, not to mention the fact that after 2 sour seasons in New York, this was entirely different. He was coming back off a season in which they won a division title, which they won 10 games. And so he had a much more positive feeling about wanting to play again, unlike the way he felt prior to last season. So I think there's a great comfort factor between the two. I will say there was not been one slippage whatsoever in Aaron Rodgers' ability to throw the football. He looks the same as he did last year. Rich, this is a guy, he never misses a practice. He doesn't want to miss a practice. And so he's out there every day. And I think, you know, Aaron, I don't think Aaron works, you know, every day with these 2 young quarterbacks. They can't speak highly enough of what he does, what he does for those two guys. And they really like him, and he is very comfortable trying to help develop these guys.
Well, listen, man, it'll be fascinating to see Rodgers with this offense. And by that, I mean, listen, we didn't see Pittman last night. We didn't see DK Metcalf last night. We did see Bernard, though. And I saw that kid. I'm like, Rodgers will know exactly what to do with him. And that, you know, some of his plays last night made me go, okay. Now, Wiegen comes in, and I don't know if he's going to get much run, you know, in the offense. But you got they're faster. Now, Pittman can also make them bigger, but they got faster. Dowdle can be very physical, too, with Warren. How explosive can this offense be with Rodgers, do you think, Jerry?
Well, Rich, I don't think there's any question. They are more explosive. And when you bring in Michael Pittman, then you draft Jeremy Bernard, you know, they're hoping that what they have seen in camp from Roman Wilson, now he was quiet last night, that for now he can be the third guy. But I don't think there's any question in a matter of time Jeremy Bernard will be that third guy. They bring in Rico Dowdle, and it seems odd to say that that is an improvement over what they had last season, when last season Kenny Gainwell was their team MVP. But I think from a running game standpoint, Rico Dowdle makes them a better offense as well. And so when you look at the depth at wide receiver now, all of a sudden, which they didn't have last year, you look at a running game which should be improved from over last year. And so they have a pretty good offensive line, but I don't think there's any question. And, you know, you saw Robert Tonyan last night, yeah. Rich. You know, he had big seasons with Aaron in Green Bay, and he put up big numbers, you know, as a backup tight end. And you saw him last night, you know, with 4 catches, 61 yards. And Aaron Rodgers was even saying before the game a couple days earlier how much that how good Tonyan has looked and how much he likes him and, of course, is very comfortable with him. So I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, he's going to be their top tight end, top pass-catching tight end. He won't be. But you look at what they have done with this offense, I don't think there's any question with Mike McCarthy it's going to be much more explosive than what we saw last year.
Well, Tonyan's the one who caught what looked like a touchdown from Will Howard until replay said he was down at, like, the thumbnail yard line. You know, he just adds depth to that position. You got the Wagon and Darnell, right? And you got Freiermuth, just adds depth to that position that Rodgers loves to exploit, the tight end. We all know that. And then, you know, wouldn't it be fascinating if Ihanechor is significant as an upgrade on the line, and Bernard is, you know, one of the rookies of the year offensively, when they almost had Lemon, but the Eagles jumped the line, right? Like, wouldn't that be interesting if that plays out for the Steelers this season, Jerry?
You know, two things, Rich. Max Ihanechor has looked so good in camp, and it's only a matter of time. Look, you know, as Tom Donahoe once said, they didn't bring him in to lead the band at halftime. And as good as he has looked, he will eventually be that right tackle. You know, he's out right now. It's not a serious injury. Hasn't practiced, but he's been out on the field in uniform. So, it's not like he needs to work in the training room every day. He should be back shortly. When you look at having him and then, with Bernard, if he can be anything close to what they thought Mekhi Lemon would be, which right. is the guy they wanted to take in the draft, then all of a sudden it makes that Max Ihanechor pick look even better. So, that combo of guys, they can be, they can have some, have a nice impact on this offense this year. But boy, Ihanechor looks really good. And it's only going to be, like I said, Rich, only a short matter of time before he's in.
And defensively with Patrick Graham now, the DC, how different is this going to be now, Jerry?
Rich, I think the key is going to be how they play in the back end. I will tell you this, speaking about their depth, their cornerback depth right now, the position itself is as good and as deep as I have seen it in a long, long time. Yeah, Joey Porter hasn't been out there. Neither is Jalen Ramsey. They're both on the PUP list. But Asante Samuel, I've been told, is the MVP of training camp. And Dalen Everett, their third-round pick, has been the best rookie, not only in the spring, but at training camp as well. And so they go five deep, actually, if you count Brandon Echols. And we'll see how they use Jalen Ramsey, or at least how Patrick Graham uses him, whether as a safety or as a cornerback. So the back end of that defense, their front seven, let's face it, basically the same. They have the two young defensive linemen that they drafted last year. Boy, they really think Derek Harmon is going to take a step to even an elite level. He looks very good. And, you know, their front seven's unchanged. But I think the back end, even though it still has a lot of the same players, but you throw in Jamel Dean at that position, and they really like what they have in the back end, and I think that's going to be the key to Patrick Graham's defense.
And then just lastly for you, Jerry, listen, when McCarthy got hired, it was surprising because they didn't go like what the Rooney family has done in the last half century with a young, defensive-minded, dynamic head coach that could be there for three decades if they choose, right? Or two decades, right? But it seems like installing McCarthy, you're getting a guy who doesn't need to, you know, fumble for a light switch for his way of doing things, right? He comes culture already fully formed. And I'm wondering if that's even removed the question of, hey, what's it like without Tomlin in the building, Jerry, right? Am I onto something here, do you think, or no?
Absolutely, Rich. And I think it's the reason why they hired him. One, it goes in line with what they've been doing the last couple of years, bringing in these 30-something players, you know, because they feel they're one or two guys from taking that next step. And that's why they brought in McCarthy, you know, a guy who's a proven winner, of course, 167 career wins or whatever that number is, has a Super Bowl victory. And with two young quarterbacks, you know, like Will Howard and Drew Aller, and who's to say what might be added in the future, they feel they need to, again, build that position back to what they had, obviously, with Ben Roethlisberger, or at least attempt to. So I think bringing in Mike McCarthy, there's no question, Rich, we see him at training camp. Man, he has a plan. There's not a wasted minute or a wasted moment. He's very detailed. Everything is scripted with this guy. It's not a physical training camp like we're accustomed to seeing with Mike Tomlin, but boy, he tries to stress the guys mentally by playing fast, playing at a pace, and making sure these guys know what they're doing. And so it's a different approach, not saying one way's right and one way's wrong, but there's no question he knows what he wants to do, and he doesn't waste any time implementing his approach.
Yeah, I mean, if you chose a younger guy who's never done it before from a different part of the world, you'd have to give him a tutorial on the Steelers' way of doing things and what it's like to be in Pittsburgh. And McCarthy doesn't need that tutorial. You know what I mean? He just comes in ready made. Just go, you know, just add playbook, right? That's basically it. And I'm fascinated to see how it all plays out, really.
Rich, the only thing he hasn't done is he hasn't put a chair out in front of the dorm for it to save his parking spot.
Oh, really? Is that what Tomlin used to do?
That's a Pittsburgh thing, Rich.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Is that why you're laughing over there?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh humor that nobody in the audience outside of Pittsburgh will get.
Oh, yeah, Jerry, when you shovel out the snow in front of your house, you got to make sure you keep that spot. So, yeah, lawn chair goes right there, and if the neighbors move it, oh, buddy.
That's exactly
all I have. All right. See, I'm not fluent in that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for telling me that. And TJ, you got it.
Of course.
Look at you. Mr. East Coast over there. Hey. All right, Jerry, good to see you, buddy.
Rich, always good chatting with you,
we'll
my friend.
We'll do this again soon. We just caught up on the Steelers there. That's a deep Steelers chat for all you towel-waving nuts out there.
Mm-hmm.
You see where I'm going? Like,
yeah.
I thought they would hire Jesse Minter. Because that's out of the mold of Cowher and Tomlin and Noel. Let's get someone in his mid to late 30s, bring him in, let's go. And instead, you know, and we'll see what happens in Baltimore. Isn't that interesting? The two choices that were made by the two franchises that bounced their longest tenured head coaches. Mm-hmm. One, the Ravens went the Steelers route, and the Steelers went just a route of, I shouldn't say that. They went their own route because they took John Harbaugh off of a staff who'd never done it before, a young guy that could be there for two decades. But instead of like, hey, you know, Jesse, this is the way it's done in Pittsburgh, or this is what it's like to live in Pittsburgh, or what's your culture going to be like? And boy, it's sure different than Tomlin. Let's talk about which way is the right way to do it. McCarthy comes in. It's just like, He knows what he's doing. It's his way. We hired it. We knew what we were getting. We didn't have to learn about it on a PowerPoint in a presentation. We've seen it, by the way, in places like Green Bay and Dallas. And how many, you know, how many times I've said, who's ever coached Green Bay, Dallas, and Pittsburgh? And it came back from NFL Network research last night. He's the first to do it with just two of the three. So he's been there. He's done that for fan bases that expect to win.
Yep.
I hope it works out. He's such a good dude, and Steeler fans are, you know. And last night, you would have appreciated this before we'll take a break here. Maurice Jones-Drew did the win-loss game with Mike Robb.
Okay.
Mike Robb did the first half, and Maurice did the second half. And he had he did the first nine games, Mike Robb. Had him 6-3. And then Maurice had them go 3-5 the rest of the way.
9-8.
To finish 9-8. And Maurice looks at the camera and goes, oh, I thought Tomlin was gone.
That's funny.
Knew you'd like that.
First round exit.
And I'm like, dude, where'd that come from?
Save your time.
Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge is finding that person without sorting through resumes, and that's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/eyes, and terms and conditions apply. Phone calls and what's more likely coming up. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. After all these years talking to athletes, coaches, entertainers, and people at the top of what they do, one thing is pretty clear. Success usually depends on getting the details right. For small business owners, that includes payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, you know, the work that keeps everything moving, even if it's not the reason you started the business in the first place. That's why there's Gusto. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's our bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech, or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
All right, let's be fair and balanced. We talked all about the Steelers. My goodness gracious, the Packers played in that game too last night. Let's take this phone call. I've been told Sadler in Madison, Wisconsin, has been trying to hop on to play a win-loss game for the Packers for a while. How are you doing, Sadler?
I'm doing great, Rich. How about you?
I am doing fantastic. You're a diehard Packer fan sitting there in the home of the Badgers. Is that what I'm to understand?
Yes, I am. In fact, being from Alabama, I actually do. Bet
Bartshaw
and his granddaughter.
Okay. Are you ready to play the win-loss game, Sadler?
Yes, and me just like gonna put it on my phone as well, so we can do it together. How about that?
Okay, here we go. I need the music for Sadler in Madison, Wisconsin. What happens when the Packers visit the Minnesota Vikings and Kyler Murray to start the season?
Well, Kyler Murray is definitely with a new team. I say it's a win, but it's a close one.
Okay, that's a win, 1-0, visiting the Jets.
That's a definite win. The Jets had not been legit. It's,
okay, you don't have to finish that sentence, Sadler. I get it. You don't have to finish. You said it. You said you made your point there. All right, 2-0 home for the Falcons to kick off Thursday night.
Well, Thursday night is a prime time on Prime Video. I can go either way because I know they got Tua Tagovailoa, but that's going to be a 3-0. Packers get that one.
3-0 at the Bucks.
Ooh, that's a close because the last time the Packers played the Bucks, they lost. I think the Bucks are a good one.
All right, 3-1, a home for the Bears.
The Bears.
Well, I know they all say the Bears still suck. But the Bears have been better.
All right.
And then the last, better than the Packers have been in years. I think the Packers will win.
4-1, home for the Cowboys. On, do it, Sadler.
Don't do it, Sadler.
Come on.
Don't do it to me, baby.
Is this one a tie?
No. Why? Never had that before. Oh,
that's a first.
Okay.
All right, Sadler.
All right. We'll accept that answer. At the Lions.
Oh, I would say, Sadler, I think the Lions could do it. For this one, so I take Lions on this one on the money line.
Okay. So you've got them now 4-2-1, home for the Panthers on a Thursday night.
That's a package all the way. I know.
All right.
Panthers quarterback has been good lately, but that could be a close one. But the Packers get that one.
5-2-1 at the Patriots. Here we go.
Well, I do like the Patriots because a friend of mine also works for ESPN Radio. It's a big fan as well, and that's Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike.
Yep. So is that
I'm going to take the Patriots.
Okay. So you've got them. Hold on a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3-1. Home for the Vikings.
Well, for the Vikings, I would have to go with the Vikings here.
Okay.
But even though it's a home game for the Pack.
5-4-1 at the Rams the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Well, that actually going to be kind of interesting because we got Matthew Stafford. He said, not far away from retirement. It's also the Wednesday night eve of Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And I think after this game, it's going to be kind of like the Thanksgiving hangover.
So what do you got, win or loss?
I would take the Packers, but if the Rams pull it off, I won't be surprised.
Okay, but you got 6-4-1 at the Saints.
That's a blowout. The Saints have not been relevant since Drew Brees.
7-4-1, home for the Bills.
That can be pretty close, according to the spread, they're 1.5 point favors. But the Bills and Josh Allen, I think this is going to be possible his year for MVP. So I see the Bills.
7-5-1, home for the Dolphins.
The Packers see the Dolphins. Like we said before, when the Packers played the Dolphins cannot play in the freaking cold.
All right, 8-5-1. At the Bears on Christmas night.
Bears.
Okay. Well, that is like a trivial package in the first one. I've seen the Bears on this one.
Okay. Home for the Texans on a Monday night.
Monday night, Texans, close one. I see the Pack.
Okay. And then a home for the Lions.
That could be it. You go either way, it would be a close one. I can either go with the tie here or the Lions. So I take the tie.
Okay. Sadler in Wisconsin.
I said two.
He's making me work here. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 wins. Then it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 losses and 2 ties. 9, 6, and 2. We've never had that. Sadler, you be well. Call us back. That's Sadler in Madison, Wisconsin.
Sadler making history.
Oh, you're making history. Renaming this the win-loss or tie game.
Yeah. It's bound to happen.
New prices right here. Getting lost.
9-6-2.
Oh, God.
That's a perfect way to get in what's more likely, because I didn't think that was very likely result right there. Packer fans saying, no, I think our team's going to go 9-6-2 this year.
Last time there were two ties in a year, 1973, four teams did it, but then they changed the overtime rules. And since then in 74, no team has ever had two ties.
Guess what? It almost happened last year for a team. It was going down. I forgot who tied last year, where I start sending notes to NFL Network Research. When was the last time there were two ties?
Yeah.
All right, Sadlin, Wisconsin. If he nails that, my goodness gracious. And Oz Perlman's got a new friend. He's got a new sidekick.
Right?
All right, hit it. What's more likely? Go for it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
What's more likely? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors. Christopher with a Friday after actual preseason action. Go for it. We're in it.
Here we go. All right, happy Friday. Good to see you guys. Yeah. All of these are preseason related. Okay. More likely veteran quarterback to start more games this year, Kirk Cousins or Jacoby Brissett?
I'll go Brissett.
I'll go Cousins.
I'll go Brissett. Okay. By the way, Gardner Minshew was playing really good football last night, too. You think Carson Beck, they're just going to, let's see what we got in Carson Beck. We're just going to hand him the gig. I don't know. I think Brissett's going to start more games.
Double digits?
I don't know. I'm just knee-jerking it.
Okay, great.
I'm knee-jerking it.
Let's keep knee-jerking.
Yeah.
TJ thinks this guy's Adrian Peterson. Is it more likely Jeremiah Love has 1,500 total yards or Ashton Jeanty has 1,500 rushing yards?
I'll go total yards for Jeremiah Love over a 1,500-yard rushing season for Ashton Jeanty. Come on now. 1,500 yards is a lot of rushing yards. Period.
He's the only running back they have.
That's not true. They got the kid out of Arkansas that ripped off a very nice run last night, Mike Washington Jr. It's so funny. He rips off a run, and one of the guys in best ball snagged him like 2 hours later.
I legit saw that.
You know? But Jeremiah Love, 1,500 total yards, like 1,000 yards rushing and half of that receiving, I'll buy that. Didn't you heard Baldy in hour one said 60 catches and 250 carries, 300 touches for Jeremiah Love?
It's a crowded running back room.
Okay. What else, Chris?
Not sure if you saw this last night, guys. Joe Burrow almost died last night. Is it more likely the Bengals offensive line gets Joe Burrow killed or the Dolphins are sniffing it all year?
What is the matter with you? Dumbass construct you're giving me right here. I don't think the Dolphins are going to be sniffing it all year. I think that we need to see what they're doing. I do love Jeff Hafley a lot. But, you know, what is define what Joe Burrow getting killed is?
He almost got his clock cleaned in a preseason game for no real reason.
What do you mean?
Why is he out?
Joe Burrow getting killed is that he's going to get hurt again and miss time again? Is that what you're saying?
Like,
I don't want to speak that into existence.
That Joe Burrow gets hurt again. Like, that is pretty embarrassing for week one preseason. A, that he's Joe Burrow's playing, and B, that he almost gets destroyed on a dropback.
There were a couple times where I'm like, the one where he sacked just to begin with, two plays after connecting with Jamar Chase, I've seen that before, right? The one where he took a blindside hit from a rookie that's like trying to put Burrow's pelt on his wall for Dan Campbell and go back to the sideline and go, see what I did, coach?
Man.
Like, very good job. Keep it up. I don't even want to answer this.
Unnecessary.
All right, I'll just say Dolphins are sniffing it all season, even though I don't believe it, because I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, the Bengals offensive line's going to get Burrow killed. I don't want to put that into the ether. What's the matter with you?
I just wanted to go off about Joe Burrow playing.
Well, I know that. You made your point.
More likely receiver you'd rather have in fantasy this year, Garrett Wilson or Emeka Egbuka?
Oh, come on, man. What is the matter with him?
That's a legitimate question.
Garrett Wilson is going higher in every draft.
And I'll take Egbuka all day long.
Interesting.
All day long.
I'm just looking at rankings.
All right, who's throwing to whom?
Garrett Wilson's a top 10 player in every ranking you'll
see.
That's
great, because he's insanely talented. But can we get this guy the same good quarterback year in and year out? Can we get somebody who he vibes with? Can we get somebody who's healthy?
So you're in the writing off Geno camp.
I'm in the I need to see it from Geno before I believe Garrett Wilson is on my fantasy roster over a guy who's got Baker Mayfield, and for the first 10 weeks of last season was Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Okay. Interesting.
So
I thought this.
If you came to me Thanksgiving last year, Halloween last year,
okay,
and say someone from the NFC South is winning Offensive Rookie of the Year, you'd have said who?
Well, yeah, I would say.
Oh, okay, you said him.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Garrett Wilson was injured.
Okay.
Wow. Injured.
Is it an Ohio State thing?
Trust me, it's not. I know the word. I'll take a Buka. I believe in Baker more than Geno Smith. You don't?
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. What else?
These two teams.
It's not like these are running backs. The quarterback must deliver the football to this person. And this person also needs to have other weapons elsewhere. I mean, let's just put it this way. I believe in Baker Mayfield and Chris Godwin more than I do Geno Smith and Adonai Mitchell.
Okay. Geno Smith not writing back to Rich Eisen.
Okay.
More likely AFC contender to win multiple playoff games, Chargers or Texans?
I'll go Texans. They've done it.
They've won
to the 1-1.
1-1.
With their quarterback 3 years in a row. I mean, seriously.
But Herbert's better than Stroud, yeah.
I'm well aware of what the skill set is and the skill level is. So, I'm sorry, man. I mean, you're talking about what is likely. What have we already seen? The Texans have had three shots at winning multiple playoff games in the last three playoff seasons. Haven't been able to do it. But at least they've been there and attempted that. What else, Chris? Boy, you're putting me in positions here that you know.
Oh, it's going to get even better.
Do you know what's coming, TJ?
Because, I don't.
All right.
These two teams face off this weekend. More likely to win their division as a sleeper. Vikings or Giants?
Vikings. I didn't stutter.
I think that's crazy.
Why is that crazy? I don't understand why that's crazy. The Vikings were a top five defense last year. The Vikings have three wide receivers that have been very good, and one of them is maybe the best in the league.
I think the East is more gettable.
Why would you say that?
Well, you got the Bears and the Lions and the Packers. Oh, my.
I got it. The Vikings won this division last year. Sam Darnold got his behind kicked in the last game of the season. 2 years ago, they damn near won the whole conference. 2 years ago.
You think Kyler Murray or Jackson Dart has a better year this year?
Why wouldn't I say Murray's more likely to have one?
I don't know. I don't know.
People kind of sleep on Kyler Murray a little too much. Remember, the guy was
the Vikings.
Rookie of the year.
Okay. You think the East is more gettable than the North?
I think the East is more gettable.
And you think the Giants are going to suddenly be able to put it all together under their first year of John Harbaugh to win their division? As opposed to a team that if they get healthier on the offensive line, that's the last piece with Murray showing up and not turning it over like they did all year last year, and they can flip the script.
I'm really excited for our division previews.
What else?
Now I'm going to put you on the spot. The more likely Super Bowl winning MVP quarterback that at the end of the season we're saying is the best in the NFL. Matthew Stafford or Patrick Mahomes? Chiefs Rams.
Of course I'll go
weekend.
With Stafford.
Mahomes slander.
Mahomes is not. I'm not slandering Mahomes. Who's got a better chance to win the Super Bowl this year?
Chiefs.
Okay. I think the Chiefs are terrific. I think the Chiefs and the Rams might be as...
We know you think
by the way,
the Chiefs
and the Rams would break Super Bowl viewing records.
Be a great Super Bowl.
In Los Angeles. But at the end of the day, which one has a better chance to be a Super Bowl winner? The Rams. They're on my power rankings list, and the Chiefs are yet to crack my top 10. I need to see it first.
I'm saying which quarterback at the end of the year.
Mahomes is still, you know, on Mount Rushmore... path in his career. Dude, give me one more, man.
Oh,
go ahead. Give me the one more.
These two teams face off this weekend. Who's more likely to lead the NFL in rushing yards this year? Saquon Barkley or Derrick Henry?
Man, oh, man, oh, man. I don't think it's either of them, but I'll go with the younger one. Saquon. I'll go Saquon.
Who are you going to take the lead the league in rushing this year?
I don't know. Maybe it could be Bijan. Could be Gibbs.
Javonte Williams.
Okay. Breece Hall.
Why not?
Well done. What's more likely? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always have the winning game plan. That's why your neighbors trust them. Visit Pella.com/Eisen. Oh, man, the most ridiculous story in all of sports. We'll update number gates in Baton Rouge. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high-interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay. O'Reilly Auto Parts gets you back to savings. Buy 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a free MicroGuard Select Oil Filter. Limits apply. Save 20% on a MicroGuard or MicroGuard Select Engine Air Filter when purchased with this Syntec Special.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
And people and get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong. Right now, get great deals on our most popular models. Adventure-ready SUVs. The Hyundai Santa Fe and the Tucson also have hybrid versions. Santa Fe Hybrid, Tucson Hybrid. There's this bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech. Go all electric. Get off the grid with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. Get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love. During the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. All rise. Terzo in Iowa has entered the chat. What's up, Terzo? How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing well, Rich. You know, just sitting down here at Carl's enjoying the Iowa against Wisconsin Little League World Series game. So I believe myself and our buddy down in San Antonio are probably right about the same three fingers deep.
Okay.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey.
You know? Awesome.
Shout out to Jimmy. Shout out to Jimmy. Go. Also, I do not believe in ties, Rich. You know, two men enter, one man leaves. Two men enter, one man leaves.
Got it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so, Rich, I was talking to Adam in the back, and I know I've been trying to finagle TJ and Brockman to come down for the Carl's fantasy draft.
Okay.
Why don't you guys send Adam, and he be the proxy for TJ and Brockman?
What do you mean by proxy?
Like he picked for us.
He picked for them.
Yeah, I don't think TJ is
not happening.
There's no proxy.
No, I mean, he don't even play fantasy
football.
You don't understand. Terzo. TJ roots for the team. Run like it's a fantasy team. Jerry Jones runs the Cowboys as if it's a fantasy team.
How can you say that?
Because he doesn't let anybody else choose for him.
Oh, okay. I thought you were knocking some of his moves.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. No.
That part. Yeah. Okay.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not. There's no proxy for you. You're like the Jerry Jones of fantasy. You choose your players. You choose the groceries. You know, if a duck quacks, feed it.
Oh, that's right.
You know what I mean?
Or a squirrel.
The unfortunate part, though, is TJ's won probably previous years, though. So
when the ducks quack.
Yeah.
I have Terzo. That's disrespectful, but I have.
You know what I'm saying?
So, TJ, but see, that's my point, though, is that we can't get TJ to even go to the stadium to watch his team. I'm trying to get him to come to Iowa. I was hoping that he'd bring Ashton. You know,
Now we know how to go up against Terzo in a courtroom. You got to keep hammering at questions until you finally get to the agenda of counselor at large here, man.
We all knew that one was coming at some point.
And it's Mila's birthday today, is it not?
It is Mila's birthday.
See, we know that because we know about the birthdays of all of our past guests. Yeah. Thank you, Terzo. Sadly, you must sit down. You've been held in contempt, actually.
That's right.
Very few rare moments that we're holding Terzo in contempt. Oh, let's get Adam out here as TJ's proxy.
We really want Ashton. You know how many times in my lifetime that's happened?
Millions.
Someone's chopping it up with me. We might be in the club. This is pre-wedding. And you might have a little lady maybe talking to me, but she's always looking over.
Yeah.
See, let me talk to that. Or, you know, hey, man, how you doing? Hey, we got a script. Would be nice.
Oh, yeah. You've been part of that entourage.
Bro.
So he's like the turtle in that equation, right?
I've said this before, yeah, but that hurt my feelings, Turzo.
Well, but the Turzo, yeah. Turzo,
come on.
Yeah, I'm just looking at you. I see Ashton.
Oh, we're friends.
Pathway to Ashton. Man. Speaking of Jerry Jones.
Oh, yes.
We got a new soundbite.
Hey.
Jerry's speaking at Oxnard, California, Cowboys camp.
Come on.
Talking about the Micah Parsons trade. It was 1 year ago, right at this time. Everybody's like, has this man lost his mind?
I thought the sky was falling.
That's right. And now you got Rashawn Gary.
And
you got Caleb Downs back there, and you got up front Quinnen Williams, and he's taking that
bust the budget.
He's taking those draft choices. He used them. Remember, he called them futures.
Futures.
You got more futures coming.
More futures.
Well, this is the way he basically said. You know, Mike is a great player,
but
he's beginning to feel it. He's liking the way the trade's going, and listen to the analogy about how he's walking around with all of the new toys and the new pieces of talent, or what would you say, the new trimmings that he has based on flipping Micah. Hit it.
It's like going to Las Vegas with some extra money in your pocket or going out there with the baby's new pair of shoes and formula money in your pocket. You can't be as good a crap shooter as you are when you've got the baby's new pair of shoes going out there with it. So in a way, this actually created a mental part to us and to my role in it with me to step out and make the moves and take the, if you will, risks that are involved in it, which there are, to be where we are today with a complete makeover of the defense.
Takes a nice chunk out of the pie.
I kind of followed it. Shooting with the babies.
Yeah, when you're throwing dice, you know, baby needs a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, baby needs some new shoes.
Yeah. And you don't want to mess with baby shoe money.
No.
You know what I mean? Because
baby shoe money.
Let's go.
Man. You don't want to do that.
Jerry.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
man.
He's the greatest.
I kind of understood all of it.
I really followed that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're talking about
it's like when you're going to Vegas.
You could say those picks got us key players, but the main thing is you thought like the Herschel Walker trade.
Yeah, he keeps bringing it back to the
Herschel Walker trade. Yeah, like, man. For us. Baby shoes, Las Vegas, crap shooting.
Hey, what is going on?
Oh, I'm on the clock. Greatest. Maybe I'll take the Cowboys defense.
There you go. You're on the clock.
Oh, don't do that.
Awesome.
No.
Hour 3 coming up with Dan Lanning.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Daydreaming about Fiore's soft dream knit fabric? Meet the Halo Essential Wide Leg Pant, designed with Fiore's softest premium stretch dream knit fabric. Invest in your happiness with some of the most comfortable clothes on the planet. Get 20% off your first purchase at fiore.com/halo20. That's VUORI.com/HALO20. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.